I'm Mark Steiner, and welcome back.
On this day, on January the 10th, in 1776, Tom Paine published the pamphlet Common Sense. Tom Paine was one of the great revolutionary writers of the 18th century. He was a revolutionary across the globe, especially in France, in Britain, and the United States. His Common Sense was read by over 2 million American citizens. He called for revolution. It called for social justice. It called for liberation. He called for the end of slavery. A man way ahead of his time and unafraid. This was the day that in 1776 the great pamphlet Common Sense was published. This was the day in 1806 that the Dutch settlers in Cape Town, what now is South Africa, were defeated by the British. So it was like two European forces fighting over who's going to control an African nation. The Dutch lost. And then won with apartheid. Then lost again. This is the day in 1811 that African Americans in Philadelphia held meetings at the Bethel Church. They were protesting the American Colonization Society, the groups that wanted to move African Americans to Africa, saying this is where they belonged, as a way to oppose slavery. Their great quote from that was, "To exile us from our land of nativity," is what they said was their struggle slogan, not to have that happen. On this day in 1848, George Boyer Vachon became the first African American to receive a bachelor's degree from Oberlin College, becoming the first black laureate in the state of New York on this date in 1848. And this is the day in 1860 that one of the worst industrial disasters in American history took place. The Pemberton Mill in Lawrence, Massachusetts, collapsed, trapping 900 workers, mostly Irish women. More than 100 died. Scores were injured in the collapse and ensuing fire, and too much machinery was crammed in the building. Women couldn't get out, and it was a dark day in American history and American labor history. And on this day, in 1861, during the American Civil War, this is the day that Florida seceded from the Union. And on this day, in 1866, was founded the Georgia Equal Rights Association. It was organized on that day to fight for black participation in the ruling of the state of Georgia after the Civil War. And in 1870, on this day as well, the Georgia legislature reconvened and admitted African-American representatives and senators for the first time. We have more about this. It's interesting because years later, Georgia again was trying to keep blacks out of the legislature. We'll get that to a minute. On this day, the African-American inventor, A.B. Blackburn, he patented the railway signal on this date in 1888. And this is a day that IWW, the Industrial Workers of the World, wobbly organizer and singer Joe Hill, allegedly killed two men during a grocery store holdup in Utah. He was executed by a firing squad. His last words were, "Fire!" We all remember Joe Hill. "Don't mourn, organize," was what Joe Hill would say. Now, this crime that he was charged with, it turns out later he did not do. He was courting a woman that somebody else wanted and was set up. He never did the crime. His biggest crime was being a radical labor organizer. And on this day, he was executed by a firing squad. On this day in 1920, the Treaty of Versailles takes effect, officially ending World War I. And beginning the carving up the rest of the world that we call the developing world, that created nations that never existed before to be run by Europe. This is a day in 1927 that Fritz Lang created the incredible futuristic drama and film Metropolis. It was released in Germany on this day in 1927, still a classic to this day. This is a day in 1929, The Adventures of Tintin, one of the most popular European comics, was first published in Belgium. And this day in 1946, the first General Assembly of the United Nations opens in London. 51 nations were represented in the beginning of this United Nations. And this was also a day in 1946. The United States Army Signal Corps successfully conducted Project Diana, bouncing radio waves off the moon and receiving the reflected signals. On this day in 1957, the Southern Christian Leadership Conference was founded on the heels of the Montgomery bus boycott. One of the leaders of that movement to begin this was Bayard Rustin, who pulled all these people together to meet after this bus boycott to create this great new organization, the Southern Christian Leadership Conference. Martin Luther King was there, Ralph Abernathy was there, Joseph Lowery was there, Fred Shuttlesworth, C.K. King. It was an amazing moment. Walter Fauntleroy was there. It was the beginning of the civil rights movement in America, the modern civil rights movement, launched on the heels of the Montgomery bus boycott in 1957 in Atlanta. And on this day in 1966, we spoke of Georgia. Julian Bond, who was then the communications director for the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee, SNCC, was denied a seat in the Georgia House of Representatives because of his opposition to the Vietnam War. And on this day in 1981, the Salvadoran Civil War begins. The FMLN launches for its major offensive. And the revolutionaries in El Salvador are trying to overthrow the American-dominated government began on this day in 1981. This is a day in 1990 that Time Warner was formed by the merger of Time Inc. and Warner Communications, creating one of the largest companies and beginning the conglomeration of news media in America. This is a day in 2007 that a general strike took place in Guinea, in West Africa. It was a successful strike. It overthrew the government of President Lansana Conte and forced him to resign. It is believed that on this day in 1864, Dr. George Washington Carver was born, the scientist and discoverer of over 300 products made from the peanut and the sweet potato. On this day in 1924, the great jazz drummer Max Roach was born. In 1928, Philip Levine, one of America's great poets, was born. In 1935, the great Ronnie Hawkins was born, singer-songwriter and producer. Stephen Ambrose was born on this day in 1936, one of our greatest historians, who was a guest on the show numerous times before he passed away in 2002. This is a day in 1939 that David Horowitz, he was one of the former publishers of Ramparts magazine, an anti-war, anti-racist magazine for the 1960s, was born. He later became a right-wing conservative. This is a day in 1939, the actress Sal Mineo was born. In 1945, Rod Stewart, one of our rock and roll heroes, born on this day in 1945. On this day in 1959 was born Congressman Chris Van Hollen, of course, representing here in the state of Maryland. And on this day we lost people like, in 1917, Buffalo Bill, the American soldier and hunter who created the Buffalo Bill shows some people say exploited many Native Americans. On the other hand, it was one of the most amazing things that kind of try to bring Western culture together. It's a very complex and interesting human being, Buffalo Bill. This day in 1959 that Sinclair Lewis received the Nobel Prize for literature. And this is the day in 1951 that the great American author and playwright, who was a Nobel Prize laureate, Sinclair Lewis, died. On this day in 1961, Dashiell Hammett, one of our great mystery writers and screenwriters, who was blacklisted because of his participation in people's struggles in the 30s and 40s, who was blacklisted from movies and writing plays and getting his books published. He was brought back into the industry by Kirk Douglas to help him write Spartacus, and under another name. But on this day, Dashiell Hammett died in 1961. This is the day in 1976 that one of the greatest bluesmen of all time passed away, Howlin' Wolf, who was born in 1910. And Paul Lynn, the very funny comic, died on this day in 1982. In 2004, Spalding Gray passed away, and in this day in 2005, Jack Horner, one of the great journalists in America, died in 2005. And that was this day in history, January the 10th.